Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Cause they giving you the latest on everything on your playlist. This bet the safest from basements to greatness. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ram. Might think you fly, but ain't nice as my guys. Got eyes on the prize. So like and subscribe. We back in the booth. I think that they gon' eat this up. The ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain. We have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here. Video game bang is back. After a week vacation, man, we needed a break. There's a lot going on in the world with ice storms and just civil unrest, disease, too much going on. We needed a break to reset, recharge our batteries. We all went to Cancun, and now we are back, and we are ready to get this thing going. Starting off with my friend... Lexi, how you doing, Lexi?
I'm better this week.
Better like this said, week? You've been like watching a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, I have been. I'm going to be the next WWE pro. Challenge me, Sasha Banks. I dare you. No.
I would pay to see that.
You are too nice. I don't see you throwing down in a wrestling ring. You're too gentle.
I mean, that's the sneak attack, though.
Is there a side of you we haven't seen?
Yeah, I'm gentle and soft right now, but then wacha, you know, something that happens. Wacha! Please don't use that as a clip.
Wacha!
I don't know what that was, but yeah. Sneak attack time.
Okay.
Come at me, though. Somebody in the WWE, come at me.
So which wrestlers are you drawn to the most right now? Do you have any favorites?
So at first... Well, I have OGs like The Rock, of course. I'll always be like heartthrob.
Yeah,
but
yeah, okay.
Right now, I really like this girl named Bianca. She is killing it. She's from the South too.
Okay,
and she just seems so humble. And like her and her husband, like both are in WWE right now.
Snap.
She's like a rising star, and so she actually goes on Sunday. If you guys want to catch her, and Sasha Banks are actually doing like a duo. For the tag team championship. That's how much I've like expanded my W. Like, I know. Don't at me. Like, I'm actually learning a lot. But yeah, I really like her a lot. Sasha's cool too. I just like Bianca's attitude about things. She seems very down to earth and like very humbling, okay. Which it makes me feel like myself. Like, you know, like, but she's a baddie. Like, she's small, she's nice, you know. But then she gets in that ring and she does her hair. She has like long, like a long ponytail.
Oh yeah, she uses it as a weapon, right? Didn't she? She won the Royal Rumble, like, right? Did she win the Royal Rumble? Yeah,
that's her.
See, I'm down.
So, yeah.
I'm down with the WWE. I don't watch it, but I watch. This is a weird thing. I think it's almost worse than watching wrestling because I don't watch wrestling anymore. But I will spend hours on YouTube watching wrestling recaps from What Culture.
Wow.
Yeah, Simon Miller and the crew over there doing good work because they make it entertaining. And then, you know, because it's like 4 hours now. I can't watch Raw for 4 hours. I got shit to do. So I'll watch people talk about it for like 40 minutes.
Clips.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's awesome. That's awesome. We can maybe start a little offshoot of Video Game Bang for wrestling. I'd be down for that. He is... probably the biggest wrestling fan I've ever come across. Kyle the Winner, what is up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's one of those things, like, as soon as you think of wrestling, I'm the first name that comes into your mind. Just my absolute love for the sport, my passion, you know? It's real to me, damn it! But
you had to have gone through a phase, right? You're about that age.
Dude. Yeah, I went through a phase when I had a friend of mine that we, like, two of us would, like, go watch wrestling and then play the PlayStation 2 game.
Ooh, which
and
one?
And then we'd go out in the backyard and, like, try to do what we saw, and then it always ended up accidentally giving him a bloody nose, and then we'd have to stop. It's like, okay, we're done. That's it. It's the end of that.
Yeah, it's not a good thing when you're a kid. What, do you remember what game you played on the PlayStation? Was it WWF or WCW?
I think it was WWE SmackDown versus Raw, I think. Like, they had the...
Was the one with the cages?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Was, I remember, like, it was like, one of the most, like, in-depth ones that you could get. Like, because you had, like, the... You could do the ladder match, you could do the cage match, you could go under and get the chairs and stuff. I think it was, like, the first one that had, like, most of the people in it.
That's what I don't like about wrestling anymore. You can't just hit each other in the face with chairs over and over again.
You can't get weapons. Yeah.
They changed all that. You know, actually, I kind of joke. I kind of joke because I watched Beyond the Mat, which, you know, I remember coming out a long time ago, but I never watched it because, I don't know, I just never was interested. But it was on. It's on Netflix now. And it is a very, very stark look at the behind the scenes of the WWE. And they kind of go... They have Mick Foley, Mankind, I knew him better. You know, there was a match with him and The Rock. And one fight where, you know, you have to make the guy say, "I quit," or something. And there did this spot where The Rock just started hitting him in the head with a chair over and over. And they don't play. Like, it's not like movies. They're making contact with anything to your head that hard. It's going to cause some damage. And his kids are crying. I was watching it with my wife. I look over, she's bawling. She looks at me like I'm an animal for enjoying this stuff when I was a kid. And I just felt dirty. I love it still, but man, those people really put their bodies and stuff through hell for that art. And speaking of putting his body through hell for art, Skip in Tosh, my boy Curtis, every week, week in, week out, helping us, putting his body and his health on the line to be on the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I don't know where I am right now. I'm a little lost.
But, is that a police siren?
On the show? So I guess that's a good thing, right?
We hear sirens. I'm a little worried.
Are you okay?
Don't worry about that. Those might be for me or may not be. BGB legal. We'll let y'all know about that.
No one told Curtis I don't actually have a legal department.
what was that? I can't hear you.
No, I said you're fine. You're probably good. You're probably good. You'll be fine. You'll be safe. I'll get my man David Webb.
Did you just say I'm going to get fined?
No. David Webb, he's going to help you out. He's got you. I think he's a lawyer. I think he's something.
Did you just say the web head is going to save me?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody gets
one. Okay,
I
feel better now.
Yeah, you'll be fine. So we got a lot to cover in the video game news world, but let's start with one that Lexi will not stop blowing up our group chats about. I always know it's Friday because our group chats just start going nuts. It was, of course, WandaVision is the number one television show in the world. I think. Was that the news headline? There's a headline saying it's like the most watched thing, so much so that it crashed Disney Plus at like 2 a.m. because all you animals just got to watch it the minute it comes out. You know, you can sleep. It'll be there in the morning, but you guys crashed the site. How was the latest episode? Lexi, what is the word on the streets for all of these TV nerds?
Are we spoiling? We usually spoil, but
we spoil. You better be watching this, and we oh the episode God. Will come out by Monday. If they didn't catch it through the weekend, you're in trouble. So
if you haven't seen WandaVision, first of all, you should go watch it. We're about to spoil it, so here we go. This episode, I literally like cried. There were so many emotions. I cried. I laughed. I was like, just in wow, like. I don't even know where to begin. So first of all, like at the top of the episode, you know how we have our intros?
Yeah.
I mean, she's talking to us in the style of like The Office.
Modern Family, kind of.
Modern Family, you know. So I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. In my head, the first thing I think of, because, you know, I've been like ranting about this for weeks, is, oh my God, John Krasinski is going to be on the show. But, you know, that's just... That's another layer. I'm hoping that he's like the aero engineer, but like, let's not go there right now. But anyway, so I'm thinking that. And then they start going, but like their own remix of like the Office song. I literally got chills. I was just like, like freaking out.
You know what they call
and that
people?
That was only the beginning of the episode. I was freaking out. And nothing else had happened. It was just Wanda talking and then the intro. I was already done. I was like, yes, yes, cover me in this show.
You know what they call you in the wrestling world is a mark. That is what you are.
What do you mean?
The people. A mark is the people who get super excited and flip out over the littlest things. And you,
that's me then, as a Marvel fan. You are. I freaked out so, like, oh my God. But anyway, so then the episode continues. We see, and Kyle, you can step in, anybody please, because I was too freaked out about everything. You see Wanda in bed, basically. She's having a down moment. At that point, I feel like they were doing the Desperate Housewives type vibe. Like, they show the neighborhood, her house, you know, she's really, like, depressed and all this stuff. They kind of tell you that. She tells you, like, I just need a break, you know. The kids are playing. Everything's turning on and off, basically, switching back and forth to the different decades that they already showed us. Where do I go from here? There's so much.
Well, we don't have to give like a full like play-by-play recap, but the big beats were we were in kind of modern, like we got to be getting towards the end of the series because this is kind of where we're at, I feel like, with the sitcom stuff, like the fourth wall talking to the camera stuff. The big reveal in this one was that it was indeed Agnes.
Harkness.
Yeah, that was the big reveal, and they gave her own.
Was playing Agnes.
And they had an after credit scene. Yeah, I only knew because the episode ended, and there was like 10 minutes left, and I was like, they're really not going to be showing 10 minutes worth of credit scenes. So I just kind of thumbed through, saw there was a quick little scene, watched that. Overall, though, I feel like the big beats were obviously that reveal. And then it seems like our main hero got her powers now.
Yes!
Skip.
I was so excited about that.
I know you watched it. How did you feel about that aspect? Because I remember you were saying that was one of the things you were most looking forward to in the series itself was the origin story of how she gets her powers.
Oh, I'm not in handcuffs yet, so I can comment. Yeah, I mean, I knew it was coming, and it came, and Monica's powered up, and we don't even know how powerful she is. My favorite part was seeing how they illustrated her getting her powers with her name being Spectrum. They might go with the Photon name. I'm curious to see what name they go with. Of course, I still do love how they keep referencing and calling her Captain. Again, back to her being Captain Marvel. I'm starting to lean towards the fact that they're going to replace Brie Larson with her within the movies, which I really hope they do.
Why is that?
Overall, you know, her power set being, you know, all light and energy, they illustrated her getting her powers perfectly.
Yeah. Well, what did you think about that twist there at the end with the after credit scene? And then we'll move on. So is that really Fox Quicksilver? Because it seems like he might just be like a conjured illusion. Anybody have any theories on that?
I think he's just conjured. Hey, there is speculation that some people are holding out hope that it's Mephisto working with Agatha Harkness. And that's why, like, he spawned, basically. But I'm like, did you clearly see, like, when she basically brought it all together and she was like, aha, I'm a witch or whatever. And then they went back through the episodes and showed her little
and showed her doing the magic on him in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, what? Get that out of here. Like, if he's in the show, he's in the show. But I don't think it's Quicksilver from Fox. I think that was just, like you said, like a manifestation, like, to throw Wanda off to be like, my brother's back? Like, you know, like, I don't think I had to do anything with him, but
It does seem like they have, now that they have introduced, like, the primary, at least for right now, it seemed like she's an antagonist in Agatha, or Harkness, or Agnes. It seemed like they're kind of going to write her in as the primary antagonist for this episode, you know, at least this season, and maybe eventually they... Because wasn't she the Wanda's, like, original, like, teacher or mentor in the comic books and stuff like that, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yeah. Or... I think so.
So maybe it does turn into that, but it'll be a bit tricky. I'm kind of wondering about like what they do next one, but I would be surprised if they brought in like another big baddie, you know, this season. Mm-hmm. They kind of have it pretty clear.
I feel like they're going to tie it into, I mean, clearly they're going in the direction of tying it into Doctor Strange. It's just whether like at the end of the season, is it going to actually end like what's going on, which I feel like there's not enough episodes to end like what's happening, so I feel like they're gonna draw it into Doctor Strange or have another show, but who knows. I feel like this is a standalone, like, but it's getting us to Doctor Strange. It's like, okay, here's your standalone WandaVision movie, let's show you like the comics, like what you want, and then we're gonna draw it into Doctor Strange so you can see even more, like, I don't know.
So one thing, we'll go around Robin, just one more thing on WandaVision. So Paul Bettany had a interview recently where he said there's a cameo that we haven't seen yet of someone, and he said that it's a person he's been wanting to work with his whole life. And that got everyone buzzing. Like, who could it be? And his whole life, you'd think it might be an older person, someone he respects that way. Does anybody have any thoughts on who that might be?
I feel like it's Ian McKellen. I just believe in my heart of hearts.
You think it's Ian McKellen?
They're just going to bring in the X-Men? Yeah.
Sure, why not, dude?
I saw people saying it was...
Like, I mean, every other big name in Marvel... Wait, who are you going to say?
I saw people saying it was Al Capone, and he was going to show up as Mephisto or something. And I was like, where is this coming from? I don't know.
The gangster from the 30s?
The guy who played him, yeah.
Okay, you gotta.
Because I guess.
Oh, the guy who played him.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like... Who played Al Capone?
Skip.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, who?
Who do you think it could be?
Oh, there's a movie that came out.
Old school actor. Who do you think he's talking about?
Wolverine.
Old school actor. Man, that's rough.
Tom Hardy.
I'm not. It's tough. I'm not sure. Does it have to be old school actor, though? Didn't really specify the age of the person. He just said someone that he was really wanted to work with, right?
His whole life, though. He said he's wanted to work with them his whole life.
I mean, he ain't that old. He's all you have to look at Paul Bettany.
Okay.
Like 70 years old, man. Paul Bettany, you know, he's still spry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So who do you think it is?
What about you choose two? Like an older one and a younger one?
I think... Okay, so I already worked with him. You know, it's tough. I'll probably say I know. I know for sure.
Who?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
You think it's Benedict Cumberbatch?
Oh,
were they not together in the Avengers?
No.
Nah.
No.
They were never on screen. Oh, shoot.
Right.
They were never on screen at the same time.
Right.
That's so much less fun.
Has Benedict
Cumberbatch Stewart or Ian McKellen?
Has Cumberbatch?
See, well, that's why y'all can't ask me questions like this, because I don't know if you ain't been around long enough, Kyle. But there's a few reasons why people don't like me. One of them is that I'm usually right.
wait a minute.
But no, that's right.
Why would he want to work with him his whole life? Has Cumberbatch been like famous?
He's been around for like
that
20-something years.
Has he?
He's been around for a minute, though.
Was he like a kid actor?
See, you ain't British, so you don't be up on them sensibilities.
No.
I mean, it's very clear to me, Corey, that you are not a person who watches the British Bake Off show.
No. Not at all. Okay.
As we know, Benedict Cumberbatch was really big in the Great British Baking Show.
My thought was, you know, I think it's someone who's already established, too, but I was going like Michael Douglas route or something, because I was just thinking of picking an old person who you'd
want. So you're saying
with.
They would collab with the Quantum Realm for the
Yeah, I think, you know, we haven't seen him since the blip, you know, so maybe he bounces back and he's got some science to drop. I don't know. It could be anything.
Oh, what's up with you and the geriatric?
I think it's an old person. I think when you say I've wanted to work with this person my whole life,
what about
it's
got to
be an old person. Yeah, I could be Ian McKellen, too. But that's the other thing, too. Right? If it's that old of an actor, I don't know if I'd be like, it's borderline irresponsible if you pulled that person on set with a lot of people. I don't know if he'd put himself at risk. I don't know. We are in the COVID age, so. I don't know.
I already told y'all what it is. Y'all can stop guessing.
Okay. All right.
And I'm sorry.
I believe yours seems the most reasonable. It's just less fun. Because it's true, and it's not, like, crazy outlandish.
Hey, Kyle, that's how right I am. See, I told you, you like me less now. That's how right I am. And now you like me less for being right about you liking me less. It's a slippery slope, bro.
Speaking about liking them less, Disney likes Gina Carano a lot less, so much so that they fired her. So she is no longer has anything to do with Disney. Her own management company dropped her. She will not have any part of The Mandalorian. She will not pass go. She will not collect $200 because she likened being a conservative in the United States these days to being a Jewish person during the Holocaust. So that's kind of a no-no. You kind of would have a little bit more awareness, I would assume, than that. But she has been fired. While on the complete opposite side of the spectrum, Pedro Pascal keeps picking up awesome jobs. And he just got picked up as Joel from The Last of Us, along with Little Lady Mormont from the Game of Thrones series. Let's go around the horn here, especially with Kyle here, who is our Mandalorian guy. I'm surprised you're not wearing the shirt right now. He actually took it off. He's not wearing his Mandalorian shirt. If you,
it was yesterday, 2 days ago. I had my Mandalorian shirt, and then I got the sweater behind me, bro. People keep buying me Mandalorian stuff.
Yeah, he's all into the Baby Yoda. So tell us
if you look behind me, you can even see I got a little mural and everything, bro. I got the whole thing. But like, as far as Gina Carano getting fired, I don't know.
You don't really care. I liked her character. I liked her character. What are they going to do now? Yeah. They're going to recast her?
That's what I was saying pre-show. Like, the character was great. It wasn't like she in particular made this crappy character so much likable. No, it was just a well-written character that people enjoyed. And they can write good characters a bunch of places. Like, you can write in lots of new and interesting characters, and I mean, we had throughout the show tons and tons of interesting, unique, and likable characters. And I think, like, they had initially planned on changing up, and like they had done lots of change ups between when it was written and, you know, when the production was finished. Like, they were initially going to kill off Greef Karga, I think, who was Carl Weathers' character. They're going to kill him off in like the first episode or two, and they end up switching that up. And so I think that like there's lots of flexibility for like, okay, you can write someone in new, have a new kind of tertiary character. I think it's not like the show's going to be any worse for wear at this point. I am also super hyped for The Last of Us, because I think that Neil Druckmann from Naughty Dog is like having a kind of a lot of input on that, and he's the original writer as well. So I'm double hyped, honestly, to be honest.
You're like, I'm hyped. Gina Carano's gonna. What do you guys think, Skip, Lexi, on Gina Carano's exit from the show? Do you think it's one that's gonna, you know, have a huge negative impact, or do you think it's just gonna kind of fly and no one will notice she's gone?
I think that it'll just be one of those things. Like, I feel like her fan base maybe will be sad about it. Like, I didn't know her before, I don't think, this show. Was she on, like, Law and Order or something?
I don't think so.
She was a wrestler, like, MMA fighter, and then did, like, a couple of smaller action-y movies.
I didn't know her before this. When she first was on the show, I was like, oh, cool. Like, it was cool to see her on the show, but, like, other than that, I don't know who she is. So to me, it's like, whatever. Like, I know it's Disney. They'll do the right thing. They'll, like, figure it out, whatever. I like, yeah. I'm not a fan, so I don't know. Like, to the fans, it might be, like, disheartening. So
I don't know. I used to watch her when she was an MMA fighter back in Strike Force. She was, like, a champion of the 135-pound division or something like that. She was, like, undefeated. You know, she was a beast, and I was a fan. I liked her, but my wife always hated her. I don't know why, inexplicably. And I always give her shit. I'd be like, why do you hate her so much? She's like you're not giving her due justice. Like, give her a chance. Mandalorian came on. Gina Carano pops up. My wife, oh, God. She gets pissed. I'm like, why? You're still carrying on this, you know, thing? We haven't seen her for years, you know? And give her a chance. And as soon as I told her the news, what happened to Gina Carano, she goes, I told you she was a bitch. I was like, holy shit.
Dang.
She's got that deep sense for it. She just knows. Like, she's not good people. I know this.
My wife knew on sight. Sight unseen. Back in the MMA days, knew something was up. I don't know if she's a bitch or anything. I'm just saying. But still, I didn't think she was a great actress, to be honest. I kind of thought she would kind of... She was so bad, in my opinion, that it would kind of break the immersion. You know, from what she said, it was clearly stupid. You know, she lost her job over it. I'm not really going to comment on that. But I just know, like, just as a person that watched the show and wasn't a fan of her acting and was kind of always broken because of how poor the acting was, I think.
Definitely was the weakest on the show.
Yeah, and it was pretty obvious. I don't know if you have any comment, Skip, on this before we move on. But any comments on the great, late great Gina Carano or how it affects The Mandalorian?
They are currently, they didn't read me my Miranda rights, but I am detained. Unlike Gina Carano, who is undetained currently. You know, hey, look, I ain't here to bash conservatives or no side, but I'll say this. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. She knew. They already talked to her. She kept yapping. She kept posting stuff. I mean, it is what it is. I definitely was a fan of her in the MMA. She was cold-blooded. You know, excited to see her in Deadpool. You know, Superhero Landing. Everybody remembers that if you watch Deadpool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if we're gonna read between the lines, which you know your boy Skip likes to do, but put on my spectacles. She knew that she had a certain support from a certain fan base, and she already got greenlit and hired for another show. So she ain't going to skip a meal. She ain't going to miss a meal. You know, she already got a Netflix joint lined up, so she's good. You know, I think she made her move, knew what she was doing, went ahead and, you know, ruffled the feathers that she wanted to ruffle, and on to the next one. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody's too sad overall about what happened. She sure ain't.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
Yeah, she definitely didn't back down. If you check her, any of those social platforms or see the project she is attached to next, it's very much on brand for why she lost. I think it's in partnership with Ben Shapiro or something like so. It's just, you know, she's on her side of the fence, and that's where she's going. So we wish her life. Moving on, we can talk about BlizzCon that just went down this afternoon. I know we've kind of talked about this in the build-up, what we thought, our speculation, our hopes and dreams, and let me just say I am pissed! I am mad. But I'm going to internalize a lot of it, and I'm going to share the parts that I can share.
Shove it down.
I'm just going to push it nice and deep down and smile through it.
No. I want to know why you're mad. That's the show.
All right, so let's just get this thing out the gate. All right, obviously, Overwatch was the thing I was most interested in. Yeah, if you love World of Warcraft, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. And if you like Diablo, cool, awesome. I like Diablo too. I played it as a kid. I'm into it. Yeah, whatever. But Overwatch, I got ties to, man. This is my livelihood. There's a lot on the line here. And it didn't get any mention until the last 30 seconds of the presentation. And they mentioned the San Francisco Shock the same amount of times that they mentioned Overwatch 2, which for me is cool. I was like, oh, this is starting off so good, because at the top of the broadcast, you know, the main dudes talking, you know, through the talk points, this is what we're going to show you. They had a beautiful presentation at the beginning on how games affect our lives and all these people come together and gives you a safe place. I love that. I was so down. And then they kick in, and then like, and then Overwatch League is doing great. We're gonna see if the San Francisco Shock can continue their championship run. And I was like, ah, they're talking about us. I was so hyped. I thought, oh, that's a perfect segue. Overwatch. No, they went to Warcraft. Nope. Okay, I was like, okay, cool. That's fine. We're cool. We're still chilling, baby. We got Overwatch news coming. And they're like, okay, now we're going to talk about Diablo. And I was like, okay, fun. They're saving the best for last or something. We're good. We're Gucci, everybody. They talked about the Shock at the beginning. How could they not talk about Overwatch 2? And then it started getting a little wind downy. And then my soul was crushed. I don't know if you had a similar experience, Kyle. What did you think of them completely snubbing Overwatch during the main broadcast?
They mentioned the Lost Vikings 4 more times than they mentioned Overwatch.
Think about
which
that.
Which is... Wow.
So
that's brutal.
I didn't see the show. So you're saying at the end they showed Overwatch. You would think like...
No.
Just for last.
Nope.
No, they didn't.
They made everyone go to the second Twitch channel or YouTube channel where it was just the Overwatch people doing just their behind the scenes of Overwatch 2 thing where they showed off some cool stuff, but there was legitimately no mention of Overwatch besides, and working on Overwatch, Overwatch 2. And that was it. Like, they mentioned it. There was no trailer in the main thing. They showed more on Hearthstone, more on Diablo 2 Remaster, more on Diablo 4.
They gave more time to Rock and Roll Racing, guys. Rock and Roll Racing.
Yeah, they're doing a whole, like, oh, we're redoing all of our old games. Like, who plays those games anymore? Why would anyone buy those games? They're 30 years old.
Why do you think they did this?
Because they're out of stuff to talk about.
Well, they're
not. They have nothing.
They're not.
They have nothing right now, dude.
That was the thing. So this thing.
What was the World of Warcraft thing? Was that like a huge like update?
It was cool.
It was nothing.
It was nothing.
It was some weird like BDSM sounding shit with the Chains of Domination or some shit.
Wait. I just want you guys to recognize Kyle has brought back up butts.
He's our butt expert.
He's our butt expert.
How is that a butt thing?
Let's go with
How is that a butt thing? I'm just saying Chains of Domination is a weird name for a piece of content. Just saying.
Yeah. And then, but here's the thing. The main stage show lasted an hour. It was like 12 to 3 Pacific. And then at 3:05, they did the Overwatch 2 behind the scenes, which was phenomenal. It was a full hour.
They had a bunch of cool shit to show.
Tons of amazing shit. So and the game looks beautiful. It was the most we've ever seen. There was tons of little nuggets. There's still so much to go through and extrapolate that I can't wait to see all the, you know, people going through frame by frame to you know, go through and reveal. But they had a lot to show. I think that's stupid. Like, I'm sorry. Everyone's like, hey, you know, we're excited. Overwatch 2. Let's wait for it. Let's be patient. Yeah, I agree. It's going to be amazing when we get it. Game of the year, contender quality, everything we are hoping is going to be in here. But the audience that was there captive on the main thing, like, you don't get that much attention too many times. Give us something. You could have showed us just 30 seconds, a minute. You know, you had the stuff to show and they didn't show it on the main stage. They made you stick around for another stream where you kind of extrapolated some stuff. But it just made me sad. Like, do they not believe in it? Why do you think they didn't put it in the main show, Kyle?
It seems like, if anything, it is their next big game, right? Like, I mean, that and Diablo 4, they're like only two major things that are coming in the like on the horizon. You don't really count Diablo Immortal really too much, I guess. Like, maybe it's gonna make them a good amount of money, but like, as far as like big AAA level projects you have is those two games, and it felt like they talked more about the remasters, which are kind of like neat afterthoughts, like, than any Overwatch 2. Like, that it just felt weird. Like, do y'all not care about this game? Is it that you don't think it's far enough along to show anything major? I don't know. It just felt weird to not show it at the main thing. And, like, the whole... I don't know. We got nothing either from, like, what we're going to do in the meantime for the game. Because they're like, oh, we're so excited about this game. We can't wait till you can eventually play it. Even though we all know it's not coming out this year at all. And we haven't given you anything last year either. I'm like, cool. Well, I'm glad y'all are enjoying playing your in-house games and like running through this with all the other dev buddies and like, oh, this is fun. Oh, we should do more of this. Like, we're not playing that. We're playing the old piece of crap game you forgot about. Like, and there's supposed to be a multi-million dollar esports league on this game that has had nothing change in the last year and a half, or year at least.
Yeah,
and like to hear your thoughts on that as well. That's interesting.
The scariest part for me is that, you know, people, a lot of us, you know, in the community, were expecting it to come out this year. You know, whether it was going to be late this year, December or something. Like the hope was we were going to get it, and then we find out it's going to be 2022. And then in my head, you know, I'm still thinking, okay, Q1, Q2, 2022. Like, okay, like that's fine. A little bit longer, another extra 6 months or so. But the fact that they didn't even bring it up during this stage show means that, you know, maybe internally they're like, oh, because we're going to give it tons of time next year, which means if they're just getting to presentation, unless they're like, and by the way, you could download it now, which would be dope. But they don't do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to be like, all right, you know, here's all the stuff. And then you can get it next December or something. I just feel like it's a sign that this game is further off than any of us even anticipated. And you, what you said is 100% right. Like, that was the one section of the stage show where they're like, hey, this game's already playable, guys. We're playing through it and having the time of our lives, you know, but we want to get it just right. But just right is going to mean mid to late next year. Please explain, give us something to hold on to, and please address Overwatch 1. I really had my heart set on and hopes that they were going to say, oh, you could go on right now and try the new push game mode, or hey, the game's free to play, or anything to get existing players hype. Zero. Diddly. Yes, Overwatch 2 looks fantastic. Everything you showed was fine. The sound design, the way the characters move, the updates to the heroes, everything looks fantastic that you showed in that hour. I have all the faith in the world that it's going to be great, but what are you going to do? What have you done for me lately? And I didn't see anything.
Not a damn thing.
I'm still going to log on tonight and, you know, grind through Diamond. You know, I'm still going to play. It doesn't really affect anything. I'm just not going to be as happy about it. I'm not sure. Skip or Lexi, was there anything in the BlizzCon realm that you were interested in? Or should we push forward to some Nintendo Direct news?
Yeah, you can push forward. I mean, I just want to hear y'all's view on everything. So.
Just sad. Just sad, man. That's it. So Nintendo Direct came and went. I, to be honest, did not catch this one. I'm pretty out of the loop, so I'm going to kick it over to anybody in here who paid any attention to Nintendo Direct.
So I saw bits and pieces of it. Had a busy day when it happened, but I did see they were coming out with Nintendo Golf.
Oh, yeah, Mario Golf.
It had some really interesting concepts to that game. They built a world around it, apparently. You can, like, I don't know. There's a whole story line to it. And it's a golf game. So that it was just interesting to me on my front on that side of the industry. So I kept eyes on that. And then I had all these other cool titles coming out. I was concerned. I thought they might have, like, just gave us Golden Sun. I'm a huge Golden Sun player from back in the day. But nope. Still didn't get it, so I'm still sad about that. But there's a lot of other cool titles.
Yeah, it looks like they announced Splatoon 3. I do remember seeing that. That's where I'm like, Nintendo, what are you trying to do here? Quit trying to make Splatoon a thing. The people have spoken. We want other stuff. Can we get another Mario Kart? Can you put that team on Mario Kart or something? Or, you know, a game we actually, or some more Smash DLC? Splatoon 3... Does this thing really need to have three games, like, in 4 years? I don't think so. Skip, was there anything? You're the Nintendo man. Did anything catch your eye? Are you hyped for Splatoon 3? Any Zelda? Are you going to be hitting the Mario golf course? Or what? Anything catch your eye?
I mean, I'm pretty deadly with a pitching wedge, so I'm probably going to dig into a little bit of Mario Golf. You know what I'm saying? I could place a ball anywhere.
I guess while we wait for Skip, I know they announced, like, the collaboration.
Oh, you can't hear him? I can hear him.
You can't hear Skip?
No. No.
Well, we That's heard him.
Weird. Yeah, what you happened? Just cut him off like totally rude.
Keep going. Keep going.
You
I didn't know.
Can't,
I can't hear him. I can't still hear him. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
You Skip. Can't hear me.
I can't hear you though.
You know what I'm saying? Skip Phoenix. You know what I mean? Lexi knows that one because she's getting familiar with them names, them WWE names. Mm-hmm. She probably still can't hear me. Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Golf is probably the only thing. I don't know. I'm feeling a little weird about Nintendo right now. Usually, yeah, they're my go-to, but and I'm gonna be honest, you know, like you go to so many Smash tournaments or Comic Cons or whatever cons, Nerd Cons, like they'll run Splatoon tournaments. It's an ill game if you really get into it. It's actually really fun. So I can't knock them for sticking with that lane. And they have, you know, I mean, like from someone who comes from a bastardized culture like Super Smash Brothers, you know, who your stepdaddy don't like you. I mean, shoot, your real daddy don't like you. You know what I'm saying? Sakurai.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, please, Sakurai, can I have some more? And he's like, you know what I'm saying? Get out of here, man. Beat it, kick rocks.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't really love it. So for me to see them continue to support a scene, I'm trying not to hate on that too much. Splatoon is a clean game. Smash DLC, like, I feel you, Corey, but what happens when new Smash DLC comes out? It just makes you hate Smash more. Like,
yeah.
People get hyped. Because the only people that get hyped are the people that want to cheese. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, go to a tournament that day and see if they can beat the top player. Because they learned some cheese. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's more Smash DLC. Sakurai is just trying to pull money out of my pocket without, you know, without acknowledging that, you know, he's my Faja. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Nintendo Direct, though, hey, keep them coming. You know, people was looking forward to it or whatever. There's some hype around it. But what the results end up being over everything, I guess Zelda, right? That was really the thing. I mean, I guess one of my questions, because I did not watch it, but, like, is Metroid actually ever going to come out?
Your guess is as good as mine. I think that would have been definitely a more hype announcement than, you know, what they gave us, which is some Animal Crossing stuff. Fall Guys, which is a game I think past its peak, is now coming out to the Switch. And then the Zelda game you mentioned was a remake. It's Skyward Sword HD. So they're just still kind of on that same trajectory of updating old games, not really giving us anything new or exciting.
It is.
There it is. So last on here, or not last, actually, we got another thing here. The Mortal Kombat new cinematic red band trailer, baby. And you know it's going to be a good trailer when you see the red band. And I am a fan. I got to pre-emphasize this by saying I love the original Mortal Kombat movies, 1 and 2. So don't at me. You already know that I'm going to be a stand for anything they put out. And it, so what I have to say is through a grain of salt, but it was everything I've wanted in a Mortal Kombat movie. I'm kind of curious because the thing with Mortal Kombat movies is the fatalities and the brutality, and they fight and they kill each other. And in a cinematic universe, that doesn't work too well, because if you get a character that people like and they're attached to and you murder them, you know, how do you can't really bring them back from that. It's not like the video game where you just reload and they come back. But we got to see some crazy brutality in there. We got to see Sub-Zero freezing and cracking Jack's arms off. We got to see Kano rip a heart out. We got to see Liu Kang make a fire dragon appear. Goro shows up. Shang Tsung is up in there. We got some glimpses of Shao Kahn. It looks like this movie is going to be a banger, but I want to know from people who maybe aren't as big Mortal Kombat movie fans what their opinions were. So I'm going to throw this ball up in the air and see who brings it down. Who's going to be first?
I can go first. I don't know. Kyle looks like he has something to say. So, I mean, I'm a huge, like, Street Fighter Marvel versus Capcom fighter. Not so much the Mortal Kombat, but I do like the game. Like, I like watching people play. It looks very complicated. but to the old movies, I didn't really like them like that. I mean,
all
I
right, Kyle. So we're going to move on to Kyle. Wait, so no, Kyle, what no, did you no. think of the... all right, Lexi.
Like, they were okay. They weren't like... I don't know. I was missing Chun-Li. Where was she in the movie?
Oh, like, God. What was that? I didn't even spend time wasting brain cells.
That was a
cells.
Legit article that someone wrote, that but they didn't.
Article. That was a legitimate article? I thought it was a troll.
No, it's from a legit person.
That's a,
legit
that got to be an Onion article.
It was a legit article. No. That was the headline.
Which dummy put this up? What source was this?
I forgot what it was. But like,
it was not like the New York Times, right?
Yeah, it wasn't
it was a not as...
You better believe it wasn't them. But they basically put that as the headline, wrote a whole story about it. The guy went into death, like, Chun-Li bought this person and blah, blah, blah. And why isn't she in the movie? I don't understand. And then I think it said updated like at 4 something p.m., like later on that day. It was like, and this answers my question, because Chun-Li isn't in
Street Fighter. She's a Street Fighter, not even Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my God, what? But no, the cinematics of the movie looked really good as far as I could see. Like, I don't know, like, the Mortal Kombat storyline and stuff like you do, Corey. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, mm-hmm. like, as a fan that you mm-hmm. are, you'll, like, go into depth of that part. But, yeah, it looks, for a gaming movie, it looks cool.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Because a lot of the older gaming movies, including... And I love Street Fighter, and I like that movie, but it's old school, and a lot of people don't like it. the old school Street Fighter movie, like, I don't think at the time when they were producing those movies, they didn't have, like, the resources that we do now. So, with that said, all these up-and-coming, like, gaming, like, shows and movies, I feel like we'll have a better production team, AAA actor, you know, so they can make our, like,
there's a meta. There's a better recipe for video game movies, I think, today. Back then, they really did not expect people to care about the source material for some reason. I don't know who the guy was who decided, like, hey, what was in the video? Ah, fuck it. We don't need to follow the video game. We just put Mario on it, you know? Because that was the biggest bastardization of anything. Really, that was not a Mario movie. That was something else that they just threw Mario names on. But now they realize that people really care. And the Mortal Kombat has, I think, always had one of the best storylines of the fighting games. I am a loser who actually cared about the storyline of the fighting games. It's one of the reasons I like Tekken. I dug the whole throwing your kid off the mountain and he climbs back up to kick your ass, but he's possessed by a demon. And you got to win the King of Iron Fist tournament and everybody's got their own, you know, motives and stuff going into it. I thought that was dope. But Mortal Kombat is even awesomer because it's got this whole realm system and it's like Mortal Kombat tournament is the best from each realm. And if Earth loses, it gets taken over by the Nether Realm, and there's different ones, and there's Shao Kahn warriors, and it's just really cool and in depth on how they bounce between, you know, and make it work. And they didn't really do a fantastic job in the last, actually they kind of did. Yeah, they did a good job getting, they got there eventually, but not as well as some of the games did. And so if they follow half the source material from some of those games, they can create some amazing characters, tell some great stories, travel different realms, and just make really good content for us. Skip, did you get a chance to check out the trailer, and what did you think? He turned around. He put his hood on. I think he's not going to be.
Bruh, that's how I feel about the movie after watching the trailer. I mean, it was all there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the casting. I seen some people that I like from previous movies. They got the that, you know, the costumes, the effects. You know, the whole thing when dude shot the gun and like Sub-Zero froze it and the bullet was still trying to travel, you know what I'm saying, through the,
sick.
That was my guy when I played the game, Sub-Zero. I mean, I know people like Scorpion. I'm like, look, my favorite color is blue. And if I freeze you, you're done, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't let me hit you with the infinite freeze combo. I don't play fair. I play to win.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's looking Gucci to me. I just can't wait. This is very rare for me these days. It's very rare. I looked at the release date and I was upset. I'm like, no, now. What are you? Huh? What? No. Come on, bro. Stop playing with me. You're playing with my emotions. So yeah, I mean, the game kicks so much ass that the next Bison wannabe gonna feel it. You know what I'm saying? For the Street Fighter guys out there. And Lex, we gonna have to talk offline. I mean, we obviously haven't been talking enough. What are you talking about? These movies weren't good. What is Lexi? We need to come on home. Come on home.
What's beautiful is that Lexi cannot hear you right now, so she's gonna have to listen back to the episode to hear all that trash you just talked about her.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It got a little raw right there for a minute.
She got me muted in Discord.
Wait, is Skip
I guess
trying
forgot.
To come at me?
Skip is coming at you. He was talking all kinds of filth. Look at him. He's popping off.
Okay. Bring it. And throw down with your freaking fight stick. Bring it over here. Let's see.
Oh, wow. She's making it personal. Skip, you can hear her, right?
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can hear her.
I can't hear him at all. So trippy.
She got me muted in Discord for a reason. She knew, you know what I'm saying, that I was ready to come off the top rope. with a bow, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you got to be watching us here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, because you got to get the full physical presence of Skip jumping off the top rope right there. Kyle, the winner. I know you got something. You had a smug little look on your face when I was talking about Mortal Kombat, so I just know you got some stuff. There's plenty of butts in the game, so I don't know why you complain.
Bro, so I've seen the first one recently, like less than a year ago. I watched the first one for the first time, and that was an adventure. I think that, like,
your soul is mine.
People get overly, like, critical of a movie that's not supposed to be, like, Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Or, you know, The Godfather. It's a fun, stupid video game movie that, like, just needs to be entertaining and just kind of be a fun thing. It's not, you know, it's like the fun summer fling you have. You don't bring the movie home to your parents and you settle down. No, it's just a fun thing. It just is what it is, you know? Like, these movies are going to be corny in some sort of way, but, like, if you embrace that and you're like, you know what? I want to watch some guy get his head ripped off. Cool. Mm-hmm. You're in. You're like, it's par for the course. You know what you're expecting. You know what you're getting. You don't expect, like, you know, Oscar winning acting and beautifully written, you know, narrative storylines that bring a tear to your eye. No, dude, you're just ripping dudes' heads off and, like, putting their own hands into their own eyes. And like it's not. You just expect it to be fun, and you'll have fun.
Things I don't want in this movie is them to justify the ways of, like, resurrecting people. I hope it's not like they put on a VR headset and they can, you know, rip each other's hearts out and stuff. Like, I hope that the stakes are high enough to where when a character dies, a character dies. They have plenty of characters in the Mortal Kombat universe to where, and so few of them, I think, are actually need to be a part of the main storyline that I think they can do cameos of, like, you know, big characters like Cabal or Striker or some of these dudes who could come through and they could rip his head off. And then it's like, okay, you know, he doesn't have to worry about him coming back. They don't have to come back. It's okay. You know, as long as you keep your Liu Kangs, your Kung Laos, your, you know, Sub-Zero and Sub-Zero's son and Scorpion's alive and making the storyline go through. Like, you could tell a fantastic story and still have tons of people, you know, to brutalize and murder and, you know, make that side of it entertaining. So I'm excited for this one. It actually isn't that far, right? Isn't this movie coming, like, next month? Or what was the date, Skip?
That was April, wasn't it?
Oh, is it April? March? Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm with you,
it
man.
It is April 16.
Okay. All right, that's a little bit. It's okay. Yeah, I can deal with that. April 16th. I cannot wait for it. I hope more stuff comes out for us to talk about. And then we got one last thing, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. And it's Worlds Colliding. Okay, first,
are you
full
just gonna skip over my whole?
Wait, you have something?
Oh, I have a thing. We can do the Worlds Colliding if you want. I got a thing I want to talk about.
Okay, we'll do Worlds Collide first because. Yeah. I have a confession. I have sinned. I have installed Fortnite to my computer, everybody, and I'm not proud of it necessarily. But it's a thing that's happening, and it's something I can't fight. So basically, it's for work. You know, I didn't just, you know, decide that I was 13 and I needed to play this game. I need to play this game for work. So I downloaded it. And then the next day after I downloaded it, it comes out that there's going to be the next big crossover, which is Fortnite and Street Fighter. And Lexi,
you gonna treat it like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chun-Li is not in
Mortal Kombat. This one.
Yeah, she's not in Mortal Kombat. She ended up actually being in Fortnite. Lexi, you were thinking about downloading this game now to play with me. Is that still the case? Are you gonna go?
Yes. So I have a Fortnite account. I have a skin that I won from the Colts because, you know, favorite football team.
Okay.
And I downloaded it when I got the skin. It was like a while ago. And that's about it. I played like a match, won. Played another match, lost. Had no idea how to build. People were building things around me. I'm like, I don't know. I just want to shoot random, you know, like go off and play the game. Like Call of Duty. I don't know how to build. So if you want to play with me, you better build me a shelter.
I don't know how much.
Give me whatever the other things. The mechanics of the game is kind of different for me, but I will play as Thunder Thighs. I'm just saying.
You mean golden? That's
my
legs.
Girl, the one golden and only Chun-Li. Okay, so I will play as my Thunder Thighs.
You're gonna play? That was my nickname in high school, by the way. So
I was getting confused.
There is a listener named Squiggles, and he's an amazing friend of the show. He actually did a lot of our emotes, and he is a Fortnite player. And so when he saw I was downloading it, he reached out. So he's going to be my sensei. I'm going to be expecting him. I think I'm going to tear it up in that game because, I mean, I'm not trying to brag. I talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago. I got my alt account on Overwatch, finally hit a level where I can do some placement matches, and your boy just hit diamond. Which I was super proud of. I got it on tank and support.
MMR was better.
Yeah, because my MMR is better because it wasn't being weighed down from when I was a noob. So when I got this new account, fresh start, placed diamond, and I started doing research. I was like, holy shit, I'm diamond. I'm a diamond player now. And I started researching. Only 15% of players reach diamond, I'll have you guys know. So I
give it up for core guys.
I'm pretty high right now on myself. So I think I'm gonna go to Fortnite and just start putting kids in the dirt. That's my prediction. So I don't think I'm gonna stream it. You're just gonna have to take my word for it, but I'm pretty much gonna be the next big star in Fortnite, I think.
So wait, explain how the skin works. Like, is it free? Like, if I get on, I can just choose Chun-Li and there'll be like 10 of us. I got a free skin before. I don't know how the game goes.
Lexi,
you get your mom's credit card. You put the numbers on the front and then the three numbers on the back. Those are all important.
Fortnite.
You put those in there. Get you some V-Bucks.
Fortnite and is then, not wait, the trillion dollar
skin and then a dance. You got to make sure you get the dance.
This is not a trillion dollar video game because like they give away things.
Like the Mandalorian, like you buy the Mandalorian, even though like it's a phase, like it goes away, you'll have that skin. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you have it, you have it, but they bring it for a limited time. I think they do the season pass deal too. Like you have to have like a season pass. And then you need to unlock the thing.
Spend $6,000 of real money to be able to keep them.
I don't know about the Fortnite economy. I'll be completely honest. But I know it's not free.
It works. Yeah. That's all I know is it works for Epic Games.
Yeah. If anybody in chat knows the Fortnite economy and how you get this thing, please feel free to let me know. I know that when I get on there, I'm just going to be trying to play the free base game and learn as an educational thing. This is for work, everybody. I'm not doing this for fun. Your boy is still your boy. You know, I'm clocking in. I'm doing a job. So I'm apologize to everybody who's disappointed.
I'll play with you. I'm recording it so we can see how good Corey plays.
No. I don't do
all
that.
All of the internet. We need to see day one.
Day one.
All right. So what was your thing? You got another butt thing, or I lost track.
Another butt thing, Kyle?
No, I don't know. Every time he's got an idea, there's butt stuff involved.
It's just all you make a joke once.
Nah, dude, this game
has come out of nowhere. This game has come out of absolutely nowhere. No one had heard of this game, and it's already sold 2 million copies, and it's the only game I have played in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Frickin' Valheim.
Oh.
It's like the same vibe. It's got like the same vibe as Minecraft did when it came out.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not like as big and ridiculous, but like made by a super small Swedish indie studio. Huge sales, lots of like ability to do kind of creative cool stuff. It's like very Norse themed kind of survival game esque, so a little bit like Rust or Ark or Conan Exiles, kind of that vibe, but it's just every single thing that they do is done well, and it's super fun. You have like all these cool and interesting bosses to go fight, and it's like got like a really in-depth combat system, and it got good crafting and good building, and it's like just this tiny little game, but it is just got so much to do. I've already poured 40 hours into it and beaten four of the bosses, including the fourth one today. Like, it's just, it's one of those games that you can just sink hours and hours and hours in. Like, I have other friends who just got their own servers. Everyone on my Steam friends list has been playing this game. I give it the strongest of recommendations. I think Steam has it like super duper highly rated as well. Like, it's just
Isn't it such a sick game. So a lot of people told me it's like Raft. I haven't played that one either, but they said it's similar. But it's
It's the same genre, but Raft is a very kind of niche thing. It's but like they're all kind of that like you have to survive and get food and build shelter and fight all the bad guys in the area and kind of progress through a tech tree or whatever. But this was just kind of the evolution on the genre, and they're like trying to push things forward with super interesting things. I think it's a super sick game, and for anyone who's listening that hasn't heard of it and hasn't played it, go do it.
So I got some questions. Actually something that kind of impressed me, to be honest, because this game did, it wasn't like a major streamer movement, right? Like I'm seeing people to start pick it up now, but I joined a Discord server with my cousin, and he was just in the game, and I just popped in the voice to ask some questions about it. And it was interesting because when he was telling me about it and I started reading the articles about all the people playing it, and I went to the stream to see like who's been streaming it on Twitch, and there was like no huge names. Like people were streaming it, but not like the biggins. And it was kind of a relief in a way to see a game get this level of popular without streamers. Like I forgot that that could happen. It's kind of, you know, where I'm at in, you know, or how my take on the industry is, but it was very refreshing to see that there is still like that normal people, like the general populace who found a game, word of mouth spread, and it got big, and it's not really, you know, now I'm sure everyone's going to start streaming because everyone cares about it, and then it'll, you know, go to the moon, as the kids are saying. But I think that's refreshing. I think that's pretty awesome. So one last like big sell. Kyle, why should I? How much is the game? Where do I find it? And why exactly? What will be the fun part? What's the hook?
It's $20.
Okay, that's good.
I've already sunk three times as many hours, or twice as many hours in the game as dollars that it costs, which is great value already. You can play with your friends. It's super fun in that way. Like you can interact with your friends and do all sorts of fun stuff. There's no like nothing that's bad about it, really. Like the combat's good, it doesn't like compromise on anything. Graphically it's not like super duper high fidelity, but it's got good lighting, and so it kind of makes up. It's still a beautiful game. Gameplay is fun. It feels challenging. It doesn't feel like ever unfair, but it always feels like it's never easy. It doesn't let you win anything, and it just feels like there's a ton of depth, and it's literally just barely launched in early access, so there's lots of potential for it to get even better. It's not like other games where you're like buying into some big promise of some epic game that they can't deliver on. Like they already delivered. They didn't need to make any sort of promise. They already just said like, here, listen, this is what we did. It's good. Play it yourself now and you can find out.
So how?
I was randomly in a match, and someone told me, like, "Hey, you want to play this game?" And I was like, "What game?" And they said it, and I was like, "What is this?" And I literally went to look it up, and it's like you said, it's insane. Like, and after that, I had another game, and someone brought it up, and I was like, "What is this game?" You know, like, what's going on? But I've never played like something like that, but I'm interested. It looks cool, so.
As a Diamond Overwatch player, I'm hoping I can just go over to this game and kind of just dominate. It's kind of what I would think would happen. Is there like a necessary like of having aim, or how? What's the skill gap?
Yeah, I mean, you there is some aim involved. There's leading some shots. It's a lot of Hanzo skills with the bows.
Okay.
As well as you got like dodge rolls and a little Dark Souls-y, honestly. Like I have a friend who's played thousands of hours of Dark Souls. Like, yeah, it's pretty close. Like with you have these giant like, you know, behemoths that will swing a giant mace that you got to dodge out of the way and try to get around them while your buddy's, you know, drawing their attention so you can get the backstabs on them. And it's just, it's not an easy game, but it's not like brutal and unfair.
All right. And then finally, last but definitely not least, let's go to Skip one more time for Curtis's Comic Book Corner. What are you reading this week, my friend?
We'll keep this one brief. They had me down, handcuffed for a minute. I skipped out. It's in the name. Y'all should know that. The man can't keep me down. We're reading Ha Ha, same author and writer of The Ice Cream Man. Very, very interesting book. Centered around a clown who works at a circus. The circus is closing down, and essentially he is taking people through his inner thoughts on how, even though his life in the panel appears terrible, inside he is uber positive, and that positivity even gets him through, yes, a bank robbery where he gets shot in the middle of the head. Don't believe how something like that could get pulled off? That's your problem. Read Ha Ha, and you'll see. Again, W. Maxwell Prince is the author. Fantastic book. Corey, you want to give some quick thoughts about it? Because I know you were probably like, Skip, what the heck did you just hand me?
Well, you know what? The cover is fantastic. I have not had a chance to go through the suggested reading yet. I have issue 1 and 2, and I did thumb through the artwork, which I was a huge fan of. And if it's a quarter of the intriguingness that I got out of Ice Cream Man, I know I'm going to appreciate it, but I will be reading it this week for sure.
Well, there you have it, people. The art is pretty, too.
The art's pretty.
By W. Maxwell Prince. Check it out. If you missed issue 1, it's tough because Ice Cream Man turned into such a crazy seller that when Ha Ha was announced, there wasn't a lot of 1s left. Now, Corey's lucky that I'm such a good friend that I am.
Yes, sir.
Because Ice Cream Man got optioned for a show. So Ha Ha is likely to follow suit if all goes well. So keep an eye out for the Ice Cream Man show. But for now, continue to read Ice Cream Man and checking with us for the Ha Ha series. It's pretty awesome.
I got to build myself up because I had a bad experience with clowns when I worked at the Arco Arena. When I worked at Arco Arena, I was in the merchandise section, which is like in the belly of the arena, you know, like on the bottom section. You know, you work there, we'd have the stuff. But when the circus would come around, Barnum and Bailey's, we had to go on lockdown, basically. We had to hide everything behind locked doors and cages and stuff because clowns are thieves. They have a reputation. It was no joke. I came in and they're like, okay, the circus is coming tonight. Today, you know, we're just canceling everything. We just got to hide everything, put everything away, put it behind the doors. And I was like, that's funny. They're like, no, fucking serious. They will steal things. And for sure, some dummy left out the radio that we use, you know, to listen to tasty jams all day. We came back, gone. The fucking clown stole it. So clowns are thieves. If you take anything away from this episode, clowns are thieves. And yeah, that's it. That was a pretty good show. That's educational for you. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you listen to the show live on Twitch, you can listen to past episodes on iTunes, Spotify, basically anywhere you can find podcasts. And we'd really appreciate it if you go there, rate it 5 stars, because that's how other people find the show. And that's how we build our own little community. We just got tagged in a couple tweets this last week of people, locals from Sacramento, who found the show and were like, how have I not heard of it? Well, it's because the rest of our lazy fan base doesn't rate it 5 stars. So get on your grind. Be like me, Diamond Overwatch player, Diamond Hands. Invest in Dogecoin. Give us 5 stars, and you'll be a happier person for it. Skip, what are you plugging, my friend?
I'm plugging Freedom.
Okay.
And the law office of Vincent and Lexi and Winter. If y'all could bail me out, I really appreciate it. I don't like it here and the food's weird.
Greg Padilla bail bonds, my friend. Greg Padilla bail bonds. Kyle the Winner, what are you plugging, man? What do you got to promote?
Not much lately. There's some interesting career stuff that's happening. There's a lot of possibilities, okay. So I could be doing something different. Doing something similar. Could be fun. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
See,
you joined VGB, and then like the world of opportunities just.
That's bro. It's the networking. It's just beyond anything like I ever expected.
Yeah.
I'm having power lunches. I never had power lunches before I joined VGB. Man, I'm getting power lunches, power breakfast. You know. Just meeting all sorts of, you know, high-level people, shaking hands.
Kissing,
you know,
babies.
That whole business. Not shaking hands anymore. No,
oh, yeah. We don't
bumps.
Do that.
A couple of fist bumps. Maybe yeah. Some good, you know, acknowledging, like, nods.
Nod, yeah.
But, yeah. But now I'm not plugging anything, really. I don't have anything, like, coming out yet. But
we're excited for you. Well, I'm sure
soon,
it'll come soon.
Maybe.
You'll have some stuff to announce.
I'm working on stuff. I'm not doing nothing.
Lexi, who is never doing nothing, she is busy, the Renaissance woman. Man, you really do keep busy. And props to you to being so dedicated to your craft that you're just getting into the wrestling. You're a golf expert now. You're everything. So what's going on at 2K? What can you share?
Well, you guys can follow along for the PGA side. We have our E-Series going on right now in collaboration with the actual PGA Tour. So there's like specific dates of weekends that you can actually participate in this. So make sure to check that out if you're a golf fan. Also for the Battleground side, we just have, you know, cool little DLC drops randomly,
I saw Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect is in the game now. Kurt Hennig, he was always dope because he'd walk out, have this towel in his hand, toss it behind his back and catch it with the other one. And he never missed. I watched him week in and week out. You'd be like, is Mr. Perfect going to miss? He never missed because he was perfect. So I was pretty excited to see that he was a DLC character. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Actually, I do have something to plug. Hold on. I have to pull it up to say the correct thing. I don't want to say that. Hold on real quick. Okay. So speaking of perfect, this weekend, you can actually get 35% off of our new pack attack. So we basically drop different pack attacks depending on the characters and different things. So
okay.
You can get 35% off the game if you guys want to play Battlegrounds.
Heck yeah, you do.
And you should, because you can brawl without limits. So
give them the people's elbow. Give them the people's elbow.
But also plugging my Twitter, you can catch me there, LexiJPR, and then Twitch is XSpaceMintyX. It's been kind of hard, like Corey said, like I've been just working hard, haven't had really a lot of time to stream. I have been playing League and ranking up, but it's been a slow process.
Oh, have
again,
you?
I haven't had much.
Did you hit Diamond yet? Did you hit Diamond in League of Legends?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
Very far from.
Have it destroyed your ego, hasn't it, Corey? Just inflated.
Oh, you should see me walking around the house. I say it to my baby. I say it to my wife.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I will say that, like, it's to your point, like, once your account is just, like, dead, like, it's almost, like, rethinking, like, should I get a new
get an alt account?
Like,
I don't know if you'll really get diamond, would, but you'll probably get better than whatever you are now.
I don't want to, like, lose the friends that I have on there. I don't want to have to, like, log in and, like, re-log out and write down all their names because there isn't, like, a transfer system.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. Like, yeah. It would be annoying.
Yeah, it'd be annoying. And you have to buy all your characters again, right? Because I have to buy the characters in that game. That's different. In Overwatch, you don't have to do that. You have to buy the game, but, you know, all the characters come with it. Oh, that's our show. We could keep going on forever. In fact, we probably will go a little bit longer on the after show on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. So if you listen to the show via RSS feed podcast, you know, in your ear holes, you could actually get the full visual presentation, see our faces. It's helpful. You know, you can see, you think we're funny just with audio. Imagine looking at our faces. That's even funnier. So do that. Look at our faces. Laugh. Follow us on Twitter @VideoGameBang. We love the interaction we've been getting on there. It seems like it's picked up. And then you should really follow Lexi too on Twitter, because that's where you get all the WandaVision hot takes. So do that. Do yourself a favor. Follow the SF Shock on Twitter @SFShock. Go check out our merch store. That's all I'm plugging. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for everything. For real. I know we joke a lot, but it's rough out there. Stay warm. Drink your water. For Kyle, Lexi, Skip, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.